Hello, Morongo Basin and listeners around the world, online at z1077fm.com. This is your Z1077 local news for Sunday, March 17th, 2024. Wet weather can bring wind, weeds, and of course, wildflowers. Joining us with a floral feature on the spring season is blossom booster Jeff Harmatz.
Wildflower season is one of the most stunning times here in the high desert, and everybody knows it. Locals wait with bated breath for our expansive, earthy vistas to pop with yellow, orange, and purple punctuation. And once the word is out on social media, everyone else comes to the Morongo Basin to catch a glimpse. Though this year's bloom isn't expected to achieve the spectacular highs of previous years, any desert bloom is enough to dazzle. And as long as everybody follows the ground rules for wildflower watching, they'll continue to thrive in our environment. But first, what can we expect in 2024? Wildflowers are already sprouting up in the desert, poking perky colors up from dunes, washes, sand, and even the side of 29 Palms Highway. Wildflower season fluctuates each year, owing to a complex combination of ecological and meteorological factors. Medina Asbel, the director of plant conservation programs for the Mojave Desert Land Trust, provided insight into what makes wildflowers bloom. She said, "Wildflower season in the desert depends on a number of factors that make it impossible to predict. Precipitation is only one factor, and so is rainfall frequency, temperature, and wind. In a season like this one, which has seen a below-average amount of rain delivered at relatively steady intervals, we may see abundant blooms in some areas, but not the density nor diversity like we saw in 2017 and 2019. She adds that a lot still depends on upcoming weather patterns. Though blooms are typical in March, April, and May, she says that a sudden heat wave could bring a sudden end to the bloom. Now that they're here, how do we keep wildflowers around for longer? The best thing you can do is observe them from a distance and leave them undisturbed. If you're in the high desert and eager to witness wildflowers, take the advice of Joshua Tree National Park Chief Ranger Eric Linares."
And then the advice I would give is leave them so everybody can enjoy them. A lot of people want to come out and collect flowers.
Pick a bouquet of wildflowers.
Yeah, and yeah. I totally understand that. I love giving my wife some flowers or whatever. But on the same token, you know, they're for everybody to enjoy. And even just walking out there can sometimes damage the soil and make it so that in the future we won't get those amazing blooms.
I think the leave no trace idiom really comes to mind when it comes to visiting the Joshua Tree National Park.
Absolutely. And for those who don't know what that is, it's basically take only pictures and leave only footprints.
Right.
Leave things the way you found them.
For more information about wildflowers in the desert, check out an article from the Mojave Desert Land Trust on their blog, found at mdlt.org, or via a link in this story at z1077fm.com. Reporting for Z1077, I'm Jeff Harmatz.
You can find some photos of wildflowers alongside some resources of where to find them on our website, z1077fm.com. Reporting for Z1077 News, I'm Robert Hayden.